Amen, amen. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
How are you? Now is the time when we're going to dismiss our children off to Super Sunday. And so if you're first through fourth grade, now we're going to have some orange balloons up here. You're going to follow Casey and Ryan. Okay, so first through fourth grade, you're going to be heading off to the chapel, by the way. So parents, when you pick up your kids today, it will be, no, not. Oh, 116, I beg your pardon. You'll be in 116. See, these services, you got to be light on your feet. You got to be willing to call an audible right now. So you'll be picking up your kids in 116, in room 116. Okay, so welcome to a service. It's a unique service. We do it once a year. It's called our Celebrate Life Sunday. This is a Celebrate Life service in the midst of a series called Celebrate. And you're going to see all sorts of things in today's service that are cause for celebration. You're going to see new members joining our church, dozens of them. You're going to see baby dedications. You're going to see anointings. That's prayers of blessings over people as they reaffirm their faith. You're going to see reaffirmation of baptism. And you're going to see people getting baptized for the first time in their lives. So all cause for huge celebration. And we're going to see lots of people on stage and families up here together. So now, I just want to invite all of anybody involved in this service in any way, and this is like many of the first rows of this service, just come on up on stage, and we're just going to congregate between this spot right here and that spot over there, and that means all of you. You can come on up, and we're just going to celebrate. Yeah, we even have a song to play while you come up here. Members, by the way, all new members, come on up. People joining the church. All right. So as they're coming up and getting their spots, by the way, this baptismal tub right here, Bill and I mean, we didn't go in this morning, but we did test the water. Bill and I, we were up here. This is like 103 degrees. Like you're gonna want maybe a double dunk at some point. It's so good. All right. To set up this service, I want to explain the different things that you're going to see and also start off with why. Someone says if you're going to set something up, if you're going to do something new, if you're going to celebrate, start with why. Why do we do a Celebrate Life service? Why do we do a service that's packed with people joining the church, babies being dedicated, people reaffirming their baptism, people being anointed with oil, which is a symbol of blessing. We'll get to that. And people celebrating their baptism. Why do we do this type of service? And it's interesting, everybody on stage that's going to participate in this service has answered simple questions that speak to their need as a sinner for a Savior whose name is Jesus. And so I'm going to put these questions up. Everybody up on stage has answered simple questions, and here they are. The first one is, do you acknowledge yourself to be a sinner in need of God's forgiveness and salvation? And everybody said yes, and so we won't make them do it, but everybody said, yep, that's me, I'm a sinner. And I need a Savior. And then the second question they've answered is, do you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and trust in Him alone to be your Lord and Savior? And they've all said, yes, we do. I love that people are filling in. Yeah, people are filling in seats that they vacated. This is great. I love it. So you guys just stay up on stage for the rest of this time because people are filling in your seats. This is good. And then third question is, do you commit to living as a disciple of Jesus Christ, sharing the gospel and serving God's mission in the world by the gracious help of His Holy Spirit? And they've all said yes. And so they've come up here, and what you're going to hear in various shapes and sizes and forms is a little bit of a story. This is why we do this, is a story of people's before and after. Their transformation, their life transformation stories of a before and after. So my life was like this before. I was a sinner without a Savior. And then there was a point in my life where I met Jesus as my Lord and Savior. These are the things that He has done in my life since I started following Him. And I came across a scripture this morning as I was reading that really captures this before and after. It captures the why we do services like this. It's from the book of Titus chapter 2. And this is a short book. It's in the New Testament, Titus chapter 2, and none of these things are up on the screen, so you just have to listen. It's just a few verses. And by the way, whether you've been baptized or not, whether you've joined our church or not, you're just a regular attender who likes to come and consume. No, I'm just kidding. We would love to see you join the church one day. Whether you've been dedicated as a baby, where you've been baptized, everybody has a before and an after story that we can relate to these verses. Listen to this from Titus chapter 2, beginning in verse 3 and following. It says this: "At one time, we too were foolish, disobedient, deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passions and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another." And then listen to this. There's a pivot here about when they met Christ. "But when the kindness and the love of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not because of the righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal by the Holy Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Savior. And through him we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying." And listen to this line. It says, "I want you to stress these things." That's why we do services like this. I want you to stress these things in front of your church. I want you to stress these things in public. I want you to stress these things and these people and their stories in front of one another. I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. And then I love this last line. This is Titus chapter 2 at verse 8. It says, "These things are excellent and profitable for everyone." That's why we do this in front of everyone. These things are excellent. These before and after stories, these stories of transformation, these celebrations of life transformation through following Jesus Christ, these are profitable for everyone, so we share them with everyone. Amen? Okay, so here's what you're about to see. This is the breakdown. You're going to see some new members joining our church, and Kathy's going to lead us through those. You're going to see a baby being dedicated, and I'm going to do that one. Little Warner Rosenberg, he's back there, okay. Warner's going to be dedicated, so you're going to see baby dedications. And then you're going to see anointings, and I'm going to do those as well. Prayers of anointing, which is a prayer of blessing over people. Then you're going to see reaffirmation of baptism. So these are people that have been baptized as infants, but they want to experience that through water baptism as either a young person or as an adult, where they can know what's happening. And then you also see baptisms, people being baptized for the first time. But all of these have some common characteristics. And so here's what we're celebrating this morning. The first thing that we're celebrating is everybody on stage participating in this service, or the one at 10:45, is like raising their hand and they're saying, I identify with Jesus Christ. I identify with Jesus Christ. It's all about Christ. I just want to read you a scripture from the book of Romans. This is from Romans chapter 6. And it says, "Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." And then I'll skip down to verse 11 in Romans chapter 6. It says, "In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ." So everybody up here on stage is saying, "Hey, I count myself dead to sin, but alive to God in Jesus Christ." Everybody's here saying, "We are in Christ." Second thing that you're going to see that all of these folks have in common is they're identifying with the covenant of God. So not just Christ, but covenant. They're identifying with being a part of the covenant community of God. And what is that covenant based on? Well, you got to go to the Old Testament here, and this is a covenant promised. It's in the book of Jeremiah. Oh, of course, I now can't find it. Well, I can't find it, so I'll just, I think I know it. In Jeremiah chapter 31, at verse 33 and 34, God says this: "I will make for them a new covenant, and I will write my love on the tablets of their heart." And here is the basis of the new covenant. This is what God says, "I will separate their sins as far as the east is from the west." That's the basis of our new covenant. And everybody up here is saying, "I identify with that covenant. I identify with a God who loves me so much, he writes his self and his his love on the tablet of my heart, and he, through his grace and mercy, has separated my sins as far as the east is from the west. So they're going to identify with Christ, and I identify with the community here. And here's the third thing, or the covenant here. Here's the third thing they're saying, that I identify as being part of the community of believers here at Community Presbyterian Church. I identify with this community. Do you know, I looked up this week, do you know how many one another's are in Scripture? 59. 59 different places we have commands in Scripture about how we're supposed to live in community with one another. And God exists in community, He Himself, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. He created us for community. And the coolest thing about what you're about to experience together as a church family this morning is every brother and sister, young and old, before you has saying, I identify with Christ. I identify with this new covenant made possible through His death and resurrection. He's separated my sins as far as the east is from the west. And I identify with being part of this community. And a community just means, hey, I need you and you need me. We're thinking we, not me. Let's say that together. Let's say we, not me on the count of three. Let's say we, not me on the count of three. One, two, three.
We, not me.
That's what you're going to see. That's what you're going to see here. So without further ado, I'm going to bring Kathy up to the front, and she's going to welcome a representative sample of our new members. We had, I think, 27 new members join. And so, Kathy, why don't you bring up the new members, and you're going to hear some testimony. And
I'm going to invite all the new members to come right up here, if you would, to the very front. That would be wonderful. And as they're coming up, if you could all squeeze to the middle, if everybody could move over. There's some side seats. I know we had some people still coming in, so if you have any seats by you, that would be wonderful. We'll free those up for folks. We do want to welcome our new members this morning. So glad that they are all here. You're going to hear from just a few of them, but I'm going to ask them to introduce themselves first and their families. So we'll start right here with Dana.
Hi, we are
to be on. Yes.
Hi.
There we go.
We are Jeff and Dana Van Egden. We have three kids. Our daughter Addison wanted to go into her class, but she's a twin with Owen. Addison is 7, Owen is 7, and this is Weston here, who is 4. And we are so happy to be here at CPC, and we are so thankful to be saved by grace and be part of this faith community, and are excited about the good work that God has started in us here.
That's great. Thank you. We'll keep passing the mic down. Thanks. Thanks, Dana.
Good morning, church. My name is Paul Keefe, and this is my wife, Kathleen. We have 4 children, Bennett, Mitchell, Emily, and Weston. So 2 Westons on stage this morning, kind of fun.
That's awesome.
We just moved to California less than a year ago, and I remember not quite a year ago when I was out house hunting before the family joined me, and I came to visit a couple of churches, and CPC really stood out to me, and I remember being really excited about bringing Kathleen and the kids, and they felt the community when we got here as well, and the kids and family have been involved in Wildside. They're looking forward to houseboats. We've been able to get involved in a life group just over the last month or so, and have started to develop some additional relationships that are really supporting us on our walk with Christ. And we're just really grateful to be here, and it feels like part of our new family here in Danville. So we're happy to be here and grateful to be with all of you.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks, Kathleen. It's wonderful.
Hi, my name is Christy Anderson, and I don't talk a lot, but I am happy to be here.
I'm Jeffrey Gallinati, and I've been coming here for like 17 years, so I figured it was about time to become a member.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jackie Malikoff, and I have 2 boys. Judah is 3, and Jameson is 15 months, and they're in their classes. And my husband Joel is unable to attend, but we're excited to attend CPC.
Hi, I'm Cynthia Karen. My son is James, 2.5, and my husband, who job obligations, couldn't come this morning. My testimony was actually read last week by Kathy Burkholder, the unchurched girl. So you already know my story.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Charisse Colombini-Tom, and I have a husband, David Tom, and twin boys that are 9 in the audience, Caden and Carter Tom. And we've been coming here on and off for 5-6 years, and my kids went to preschool here.
Good morning. My name is Vince Felix, and this is my wife, Victoria Felix. We have 7 children, so we love community, and we just can't get enough of it, so we're joining a church.
That's awesome. Hold on to it for a second. I'm going to have you share a little bit. You're your own little community right here. Yeah.
Yes, we are. Just can't get enough of a good thing.
Vince and Victoria also lead a ministry that we have here at CPC. Could you just tell them a little bit since they...
Yes, I'm one of your mission partners. Thank you for being so kind to us and gracious to us and supportive. I direct Young Life Capernaum Ministries, which meets here every Monday. And that's a community outreach for youth with special needs. So thank you for that. We have a big fundraiser coming up. See my man over there, Don Andres. He will have you sign up for golf. So in a week from Monday, golf.
All right, so you told us you have 7 kids.
Yes.
How old are they?
32, 31, 27, 26, 24, 17, 17. She's not 25 yet.
Okay.
Yeah. September.
It's hard.
So I don't even know their names. We just give them numbers.
There you go.
It's easier.
Oh, my gosh. That's good.
That's great. Good. That was a good test, wasn't it? Give them a hand. All right. Very nice.
Why don't you pray for them?
We are so delighted to get to welcome all of you to CPC, and we know that you are part of the body of Christ as we've shared and had a great time with you at New Members Class. We hope and pray that this will be a place that you will continue to call home. As we shared in our class, your stories intersect with everyone else's stories here as we're a part of God's larger story. And you bring your own gifts and strengths to this church as well as areas where you're continuing to grow. And we want to be a part of that and just delighted to welcome you. So I'm going to pray for you. Will you pray for these folks as we receive them into membership this morning? Let's pray together. God, thanks so much for every one of our new members. Thank you for the gift of life that you've given to each one of them and the gift of faith that they have because of your Holy Spirit. And we pray your blessing on them and their families. We give you thanks for the ways that you have invited them into this family of faith. And we just pray blessing and joy and love and peace on them today and on the rest of us as well as we join together. We extend a warm welcome this morning in Christ's name. And all of God's people said, Amen. Let me ask you, the congregation, as you receive these folks into membership, will you promise to love these folks, to pray for them, and help to nurture them in the faith? Will you? Yeah. All right, you get to hold them to that promise. That's a good one. All right, I'm going to...
All right, thanks, folks.
Dedicate now.
Yes, we have a baby dedication, and so, yeah, I'm going to bring the Rosenberg family up. So this is Zach and Emily. Yes, you get into pole position for pictures. Just dial it. Just dial it right in. You can come to that front stair if you want. This is a special moment. I'll just give you this in case you want to say something. But so last year in this service, Zach and Emily joined the church, and Zach was baptized. And at that time, Emily was pregnant with Warner. And that was Yeah, 5 months pregnant. And so what a special opportunity to be back here a little bit later and be able to dedicate Warner to the Lord. Do you want to share, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but just something that's meaningful in the last few months where you're going like, gosh, this is amazing. Now, we got to know each other, Zach, a little bit at the men's retreat this year, so I'm grateful for that. It's on. It's ready. Yeah.
I was very emotional last year right before I got baptized, and we had prayed for a long time for little Warner, and God was gracious enough to give us this little blessing, and he's been such an amazing blessing for us, so we're just so thankful to be here 1 year later to celebrate this special day for him, which was a very special day for me last year, and to celebrate life with our church.
Awesome.
I do have a...
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's hear it. Nice. Geez, you're ready.
Yes, it's.
Let me just sit down and you just take.
I'm got it. It's Proverbs 3, verses 1 through 6. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Mm. Then you will win favor and good name in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your paths straight.
Amen. What an amazing word to your son. That's incredible. So in Psalm 127 at verse 3, it says, children are a gift from the Lord. It says they're a reward from him. And so you here holding Warner, you're going, I don't know what you've done to deserve this gift or reward, but it really speaks to the goodness and the grace and the provision and the mercy and the generosity of our Lord. And so with that in mind, would you join me in just a prayer of dedication of Warner Rosenberg to the Lord? Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this young boy. He's a precious child. I pray your blessing over him. I pray your blessing over Zach and Emily, his parents. We dedicate him to you, Lord. He is your son. Amazingly, incredibly, you love him more than Zach and Emily. And so I pray that you would provide them the means through this church, through this community of faith, a Christ-centered environment for Warner to grow up in. God, I pray that you would give them all the patience and wisdom that they would need to raise him to know you. And Lord, I pray that what Zach just read to him would come true, that he would pursue wisdom, that he would lean not on his own understanding, but in all ways to acknowledge you, Jesus. And we pray right now in front of his church family that Warner would grow up and one day put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of his sins and eternal life with you, God. That is our prayer. And so as a church family and as their nuclear family here, we dedicate Warner Rosenberg to you, Lord. It's in your precious name that we pray. And all God's people said, yeah. Amen. God bless you guys. All right.
Thanks so much.
Thanks.
All right.
My pleasure.
It's
awesome. All right. The next mode of celebrating life is through prayers of anointing. And so I think we had four people. I could be wrong.
All the new members who are going to be anointed, can you step up here? Those of you that are being anointed, just come on up. That'd be great. There we go.
Okay, Paul and Kathleen, Victoria and Felix. So in the New Testament, we see oil as a sign of blessing. One of the most popular places that I think of is in Psalm 23. At verse 5 and 6, it says, you prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows. Surely goodness and mercy, your goodness and mercy and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And so this idea of that even though we're celebrating life and the provision of God, that part of that provision is that we're going to encounter things that are difficult in our lives, that even in the presence of situations or people that seem like our enemies, the Lord is right there. He's our good shepherd. He prepares a table, which is a sign of peace. I'm right here with you. I can break bread in this moment. And then he anoints our head with oil, signifying that his, like in Psalm 133, it talks about the oil flowing down the head of Aaron and his beard like the rain coming off Mount Hermon. So just this overflowing presence of the Lord and blessing in your life. And so with that in mind, I'll anoint each of you, and then I will pray over each of you. Paul with the sign of the cross just here. Just pray a prayer of blessing over you. God, we pray your blessing over Paul, that he would know your love and your mercy, that he would experience your blessing in a powerful way as he follows you each day of his life. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. And Kathleen, the sign of the cross, the presence of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you. Father, would you bless Kathleen and Paul and their family? Would you let her know in new and powerful ways that you are her God and her good shepherd? And would your goodness and love and mercy give her sweet surprises all the days of her life? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And Victoria, I anoint you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God, would you bless Victoria, my sister here, with the gift of your presence in circumstances good and bad, uplifting and trying? Would you remind her that you are there, that you are her source of provision and blessing for now and forevermore? We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. And for Vince, we bless him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, would Vince know your presence today and forever? Would he receive the gift of your mercy and grace, and would you work through him to extend it not just to his children, but through the ministry that you've called him to lead, Young Life Capernaum? God, we thank you for this man of faith, and we pray your blessing over him in front of our church. We pray these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you so much. And now, oh, we got Caitlin too. Caitlin. Here, you want to do it?
You want me to
do
it? Go for it.
Okay.
Caitlin's not joining the church, but she's here to make her public profession of faith in Christ and to be anointed as well.
How about a round of applause for Caitlin? I love it. Caitlin, I anoint you with this oil through the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I pray for you now. Dear God, would you bless Caitlin, daughter of the Most High God, child of the covenant, someone who knows you and is now professing her faith and following you, Jesus, in front of her church family. This is a big moment in her life, and I pray that you would encourage her greatly, that she would know that this is a marker in her life, that she would know that your blessing and your presence will be with her all the days of her life. I pray that you would also work through her to encourage brothers and sisters and young people around her, that they too could experience the blessing of God as they follow you, Jesus. We pray these things in your precious name over Caitlin. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So next up is Bill. Let's just have a round of applause for our people getting there. Thank you so much.
Okay. Right here. We're going to move now to our baptisms, and we have many of our fifth, sixth graders. But before we do that, we have one of our members that are being baptized. So, Therese, would you come on up, if you would, right here? Come on up. And we're going to baptize you first. And David, come on up, her husband. Their twins are here. Guys, do you want to come up with Mom?
You can stay here.
You're welcome to if you'd like to come up. Okay. We ask all those that are being baptized to share a little bit of their testimony, and this is really a teaching moment for us, because some of us are more comfortable speaking in public than others. I know I used to be scared to death of it. They actually say that there's two greatest fears in life. One is the fear of death, and the other is the fear of public speaking. And actually, the fear of public speaking is the first fear of most people. That means you'd rather die first than have to speak in public. So Teresa has written her testimony for us, and I'm going to share it. And I'm so delighted that she has come, and she's going to be baptized this morning. And so we want to celebrate with her. She grew up going to church. I was just talking with her. She met God while going to Sunday school, and then also at camp at Hume Lake. And grew up in Fresno, and that's where my mom's family is from. We were talking about that, sharing some stories. And God has helped her to become a better person. She's really experienced the Lord's work in her life as he's helped in transforming her. He's blessed her with a good life, with health, with family, and with friends. And so we celebrate God's blessings in your life this morning. And so delighted to get to baptize you for the first time today. And Therese, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I baptize you in his name. And I pray that you would know God's love and his grace and his power in your life this day and forevermore. And so we baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, we pray your blessings in Teresa's life. Thank you so much for her gift of faith that you've given to her, for the ways, Lord, that you've walked with her all the days of her life. I thank you for the faith that you've given to her through your Holy Spirit. And I pray now, Lord, that she would always know your love. Lord, that she would live out the joy that you have given to her and that she would share your love and your grace with those around her. So bless her and her family. Thank you for the love that her and David share and the rest of their family. I pray, Lord, your continued blessing on each one of them in Christ's name. Amen. Congratulations. Would you congratulate Charisse this morning? Thank you. That was great. All right.
All right. And now I'd like to invite the Bretthauer family to come on up and join me. They're bringing their little girl, Quinn, to be baptized this morning as well. Come on forward. All right. This right here is a big party in itself. All right, Rob and Laura. All right. I'd love to have you guys just introduce yourselves. You know, when we have the privilege of baptizing a little one like Quinn, it's actually an important part of the bigger picture of baptism and what it's all about. Because when we baptize a child, it's a reminder that God begins the work of reaching into our lives and taking hold of our hearts long before we're even able to recognize it or to respond to it. Would you go ahead and introduce your family to us? Who would like to do that? You want to do that?
Yeah, my name is Rob. This is Quinn.
I'm Laura, and this is Dempsey.
You guys want to introduce yourselves too?
Yeah, sure, I'm Steve here. Rogers. These are my two granddaughters, Gabriella Kessler, Madeline Kessler. This is my wife, Sissy. My daughter, Stephanie Kessler, her husband, Ben Kessler, and Sheila Bretthauer, the other grandparent or grandparent.
All right, fantastic. All right, thank you. Thanks so much. So this is a fun occasion. This is a great party. All right. What do you say, Quinn? Ready to make new friends? Actually, you're making lots of new friends. Your family is up here because they believe in Jesus Christ, and they want you to know him too. And so we're celebrating that it was no accident who you ended up with as a mom and dad, and that God's working in your life already. But Quinn, look out here. Look at all those people. This is a part of your spiritual family too, and they're all here to celebrate with you too. And so now, based on the profession of your parents' faith, little Quinn, celebrating with your family, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you, Quinn, with his love and his presence. May you know how close and how good he is to you all the days of your life. And Lord, we pray for that day when little Quinn will grow up to know you personally, be able to stand before us and claim her faith in you publicly and celebrate the culmination of this moment right now. And so we ask for that in faithful anticipation of the work that you've already begun in her life. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Congratulations, guys. Congratulations. Good job, Quinn. Good job. Fantastic. All right. Thanks, guys. Congratulations. And we have a couple other baptisms that we're doing by Springfield. I'd like to invite, let's start with Shelby. Come on forward, Shelby. This is Shelby Williams. And Shelby, you have said yes in front of all of us to your faith in Jesus, to your acknowledgement that you need him as your Savior and that you intend to live for him as one of his disciples. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely. And so, Shelby, it's my privilege now to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May God bless you, Shelby, with his love and his presence all the days of your life. Amen. God bless you. All right. Come on forward, Cassidy. And this is Cassidy Williams. Same last name. Do you two know each other well? Yeah, I bet you do. Cassidy, we're excited for you too, because as your church family, we're celebrating this moment that you said yes to Jesus and you've taken this opportunity to celebrate that by being baptized. And so, Cassidy, based on your profession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Cassidy, may God bless you with his love and his presence all the days of your life. Amen. Fantastic.
Amen. Congratulations.
And now, whether it's by sprinkling or immersion, it's the same baptism. When we sprinkle, It's a little visual that we're reminded that God cleanses us of our sin by the forgiveness, the love, and the grace that is offered to us through his son, Jesus Christ. When we have the opportunity to be celebrating baptism by immersion, there's one other element of the imagery that comes into play, and that's the idea of laying down our old lives, almost symbolically as if being buried, and rising to new life in Christ. And so we get to celebrate it in a little bit more tangible way with a couple of these guys that are willing to do this and take the plunge. You guys excited? Yeah. All right. Sophia, let's start with you. Come on over here. Friends, this is Sophia St. Laurent, and she is here because she has put her trust in Jesus Christ, and we want to celebrate that with her today. There you go. There you go. Got it.
It's warm.
It is warm, isn't it? All right, here, stand just for a moment. Sophia, take this moment to just look out at all these faces staring at you. It's a little awkward, but here's the reality. All of us, we're a part of your church family, and we're celebrating this moment with you because you are now part of this family as well in a way that's deeper and more profound. And so, Sophia, having heard you say yes to those questions to declare your faith in Jesus Christ, it's our privilege now, Sophia, to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All right. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Ellie, you ready? This is Ellie Rashkin, friends. Ellie, this is your church family. We're all here to celebrate this moment with you. You've said yes to Jesus, yes to walking with him, to making him the Lord of your life. And so now it's our privilege, Ellie, to celebrate your baptism. So I baptize you now in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. All right. God bless you, Ellie. All right, Ella, it's your turn. Friends, this is Ella Beardsley, and she too has put her trust in Jesus and wants to celebrate this moment with all of you as her church family. And so, Ella, having heard you say yes to Jesus and putting your trust in him, it's our privilege now to baptize you. And so, Ella, I baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Awesome. Congratulations. All right. All right. Can we have all you guys that were just baptized come on out here? We want to just pray a blessing over you. Come on forward, you too. Fantastic. Tyler, would you lead us in a prayer for these young disciples that are joining our church family here?
Heavenly Father, as we stand here with these young ladies, and I literally can feel the heat of the water on their backs through the towels, I pray that they would just radiate your love, your beauty, your provision, your acceptance. I pray that they would know, as we celebrate their baptism this morning, that they would always know that they're yours. I thank you for their courage this morning to stand in front of their church community and to go public with their faith and say, hey, you church family members, old and young, you can count me among the Christ followers, among my peers in fourth and fifth and sixth grade and beyond. So Lord, I pray that they would know that your face does shine upon them and smile upon them, that you are proud of them, that you will be with them all the days of their lives, God. And I pray that they set an example for all of us in here on what it means to be bold with our faith and be bold with what we believe in our lives. And Lord, I pray your blessing over each and over all of them. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Congratulations. Amen. Nice job. They're out of here. All right. So I just asked everybody to stand right now. We're gonna have a closing prayer right here and then a closing song. Don't try to run out of here and be like, all right, we get 20 minutes back now. I know how you think. We're gonna have a closing prayer and then a closing song. One more round of applause for all of our new members, our families. Way to go. Hey, before we pray, what you just saw are people going, you can count me among the Christ followers among us. And that is an awesome testimony. And I know in a church with thousands of people in it like ours, there are those among us that you've been regular attenders, but you've never become members. There are people among us that you've been walking with Jesus for a long time, but you've never followed Jesus into the waters of baptism. Remember, Jesus himself was baptized. John the Baptist was like, whoa, you're Jesus. You don't need to be baptized. He's like, no, I need to do this. So baptize me. And there are probably brothers and sisters, old and young right here, who you've been walking with Jesus for a long time. You've never been baptized. So maybe next time is your time. And maybe we can look at these young ladies, fifth and sixth graders, and go, I want to be like them. I want to follow them. So this is an awesome, awesome morning. Lots of new life to celebrate. Let's pray, and then we'll sing, and then we'll be on our way. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the chance to celebrate all of this new life in the midst of our church. We thank you for new members. We thank you for babies being dedicated to being raised in a Christian home and a Christian community here at church. We thank you for people going public with their faith or reaffirming their faith and asking for a symbolic blessing through the oil of anointing. We thank you for those being baptized or reaffirming their baptism here this morning, God. We thank you for the chance to come together as a community, all of our church, both venues, and just say, this is the type of life we get to celebrate. This is the freedom and the blessing that comes from following you, Jesus, from just admitting that we're needy, that we're sinners, that we have a before and after story as well, and that the pivot point in that story is you, Jesus. Your kindness, your mercy, your grace, your power. And so we're going to sing about that now, God. And I pray that it would fall on fertile heart soil, what we've seen and what we've heard, and that we would be encouraged this morning as we celebrate your life in the midst of our church. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen.